By the internet, be assured, RDI Diamonds does not supply the big guns that eat into your profits with predatory pricing. Our loyalty is to our brick.
RDI Diamonds, New York, this is Scott. Can I help you?
Yes, this is Linda Krosno. May I speak with Garrett?
Sure, let me see if I can grab him. Hold on.
Thank you.
Yep.
But at RDI, we can prove it. With over 8,000 diamonds available, there's no reason to waste your time calling multiple vendors to find what you're looking for. One and done, and with excellent pricing.
Did you know that RDI Diamonds does memo? Meet several...
Hi, Linda.
Hi, Garrett. How are you doing?
I'm always fantastic. How are you?
Good, thank you. Hey, we were just going to give you a call back. We just got with the folks that were wanting to look at those diamonds, and they've decided that it's a little price. The things were a little pricier than they thought, gave them cold feet. They're going to talk it over and look at some finances this weekend and try to get back with us on Monday or Tuesday.
Well, if they want to move them, do you know what quality they currently have on in their 2-carat?
On their 2-carat, it's probably an SI 2 or 3, and it's probably a J color.
Okay, so like if they're, what I have provided you, I mean, when you hit that 3-carat mark, everything gets kind of wacky, right?
But
there's things that we can do, maybe not in the grouping that I sent you, that is in that, like if it's a GIA, JSI2 or strong I1, then maybe, if it's a non-cert rather is what I meant, a JI1, maybe something with strong fluorescence can bring that price down, and they can still end up with a pretty diamond and one that they can upgrade
right
down the road. But let me know what they think of. I mean, everyone goes, well,
okay.
You know, Linda, it's only 3. That's not a big number. They just don't know. It's a lot of money.
Right. And she had a 2, so what's the difference?
Right. My favorite is I bought a 1-carat for $5,000. A 2-carat should be 10, right? No,
exactly.
That's not how this works. You know.
No,
but.
and they are. If you want a nice one, and people are wanting that big look, and they're wanting that thing that all these young girls are wanting, those stupid lab grows.
And that's,
yeah, just not
and that's
right.
Coming back around, though, Linda, because I was doing some traveling. I went down to visit some stores in Chesapeake and Raleigh. And, you see, and there's no offense here, but this is human nature. He's a manager at Applebee's, and she's got a 4-carat rock on her hand. There's no question that it's a lab, and it's actually developing that negative connotation where it's kind of like, yeah, we want that bigger look, but I mean, shoot, I've got jewelers
can't afford it,
right? And I've got jewelers that I've helped with their personal buys. I have a client that wears a 5-carat MI2. It's got a white feather in it you could see from space, but she likes it because no one will say that's a lab grown, right?
Right.
So,
correct.
Like you can see the warmth, you can see the inclusions is a natural. So I thought that was cool. But anyway, but let me know. Yeah. Let me know if you need.
We
and
will.
I will be here.
All right. Thank you so much, Garrett.
Thanks, Linda. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.